This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity.
Legendary souls!
My name is Joff, and I am a messenger of the universe. Alrighty then, shall we begin? Nah, the universe would be like, I have a sexy voice and shit, you know what I mean? Not serious. But, look, this one here, yeah, alone time. It's a message here of the power of it, what it actually does. It's such a positive thing of having time away from everything and everyone. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And that's why, without further ado, it's only 40-something seconds into this bad boy. And I asked you the question, you know, in the past 3 days, how much time did you spend alone? Pause it if you feel. Just to have a feel into it. And I'm not going to say, oh, you should be doing this or should be doing that. You're doing beautifully. Whatever it is, whatever the answer of that is, you, big thumbs from Joffy Boy, because it's your life. And all I'm here to do is share a message and potentially shift a perception. Because spending time alone is something that I guess it doesn't get spoken about. It gets usually negatively charged. It's like, oh, loner, or you know, they're alone, or, oh, they're the poor thing, you know, like that kind of shit. And it's like, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective. I observe that. But that's why this message, you know, had to be shared, because I've been asking that question to a few legends lately, and not to challenge them or anything like that, just more so to, you know, assist in a potential shift of perception of how important it is to spend time alone. It doesn't have to even be too often. You know, I just share that it's such a high consciousness time right now, high vibrational time. There's a lot of shifting of perception and awareness and letting go of the past and bringing in the new energy that is taking place currently at this moment. That spending some time alone, you know, whether it's in your bed, you know, staying in your bed for an extra half hour, hour in the AM or in the PM, you know, spending a little bit of time in there, or, you know, out in nature. These are some ideas. You can do whatever you like in the car. Just being with yourself, catching up to who you are, and breathing. It does a lot. It really does a lot. Because sometimes, you know, you might have a whole bunch of upgrades that are just waiting for you to stop. And that's why I guess I perceive this reality in a different form to many. And sometimes when people have these big accidents that make them stop, that's exactly that. It gives them time to reflect, time to stop, time to catch up to who they are. And that's why, yeah, it's all a perspective to see the positive or the negative in anything. And a lot of those moments are to see, to, you know, the positive of it, the massive positive of it is to catch up to who you are. And that's the beautiful thing about when you're by yourself as well, is that you know who you are. And then when you're around other energies and you feel the different around them, and it's like, well, hang on, this isn't me. This isn't me. And that's what I'm sharing here. It's almost it is a teaching. It's a teaching of remembering who you are and to stay in your vibration and to stay in your energy. You know, for all the empaths out there, this is a teaching of being in your energy instead of being in those around you's energy. Because if you know who you are, then when you're around others, energies might pop up. You know, it could be, you know, old experiences or old programs that no longer resonate with you. They might pop up, you know, unconsciously or consciously or verbally. And you don't even need to say anything about it. You could just observe it and don't absorb it and let it float by. Because you've remembered who you are. As I see a dragonfly, a messenger of transformation has just presented itself to us. Yeah, it loves that we spoke about it, by the way. It's like, oh, thanks, Joff. Oh, you're a legend, man. Thanks for sharing. Nah, look, don't worry about it, Dragonfly. Carry on. Go on. Oh, come back. Go on. Nah, he's gone. But, alone time, man. alone time. And it builds a lot of like resilience as well. You know, when you go on journeys or, you know, you go anywhere by yourself, you're not relying on the next legend. And you've got that self-reliance so that, you know, you might have an experience that wasn't necessarily pleasant and you don't necessarily need to go to the next legend to talk about it because you can deal with it within yourself because you've developed self-reliance. Yeah, it goes deep, this one here. It's time I shared about it because it's something that I've probably spent the most time alone of anyone that I know in my experience. And it just happens. It's something that, I like my own company. That's great. I love spending time in Mother Gaia solo, spending time with her and, journeying the land as well. Just really seeing this experience for what it is. And obviously I enjoy spending time with other legends as well. Of course. It's good to hear this perspective and perception because you don't get this from many. Because in the silence and the stillness, deep healing takes place. Deep upgrades take place. Rememberings take place. You know who you are. This kind of thing takes place. And it makes life a little bit easier. It allows the past to be let go of. It allows for yourself to, again, be in your power. Remember who you are. And it allows you to get direct contact from, you know, however you want to perceive it, you know, God, the universe, Mother Gaia, however you want to call it, whatever it is, because, you know, we're all one with it. And in the stillness and silence, so much takes place. And that's why I always encourage legends to get out to nature, to get out to Mother Gaia, go and see her, spend some time with her by yourself, because what happens is special. No words can be spoken about it. You've just got to experience it. And I don't mean to say that you got to do this. You don't have to do anything. You're perfect the way you are. I lend tools and awareness and wisdom to expand your consciousness, awareness, and raise your vibration. But you're perfect the way that you are right now. That's it. So, I encourage you to, you know, even in moments when there's a bit of chaos taking place, a bit of crazy energy around, go and seek stillness. Seek solo time and see what happens in that. You're going to feel it. And that's the thing, is when there's deep wounds that have taken place or healing that has to take place in your experience that you want to heal from, stillness and silence by yourself in nature is the ultimate tool. You might have to face some things. But that's all right. You got Mother Gaia. You got the trees. You got the birds. You got the bees. You got dragonflies. Butterflies. All of the gifts. But at the same time, you can do that in your own room as well. You don't have to go to nature. I just bang on about Mother Gaia. I love her. I'm a messenger of Mother Gaia. I should start all my intros as that. I'm a messenger of Mother Gaia. Why don't you go to nature today? It's a great idea. Breathe in the beautiful air. No, calm down, Jeff. That's crazy a little bit. I mean, it's a beautiful idea, though. Seriously, like, I would highly suggest that. It just came out for a reason. But stillness and silence and solo time. Big thumbs from Yayo Jelfie Boy. Yes. But, and if you feel like this can benefit someone you know, feel free to share it. And remember, with an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you legends out there. Namaste.